The Irish rowers' gold medal win in Tokyo this morning came too late for the papers, but Ireland's first medal winners of this year's Olympic Games are pictured on the front pages of the Irish Independent, Irish Times, Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star. Ralph Regal reports in The Independent that the four who won bronze in Tokyo, Afric Kyo, Emer Lam, Fiona Murta and Emily Hegarty, only came together 18 months ago, after rowing chiefs and club coaches came up with the idea of combining four of Ireland's outstanding female rowers in a heavyweight boat crew. Regal says that what proved truly astonishing was how quickly the four women managed to combine into a world-class quartet. A nation rejoices with our history makers in Tokyo, says The Independent in an editorial. Awesome foursome, says The Star. Or heroes, says The Mirror. The Independent leads with a report that the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, has raised hope for an early lifting of COVID restrictions, as new data shows that the young are now hardest hit by coronavirus infections. Professor Philip Nolan, chair of the Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, is quoted as saying, "This is, at the moment, very much a disease of younger people." The Irish Daily Mail's lead story concentrates on what the paper calls Dr. Houlihan's upbeat assessment and carries the headline, "Freedom is not far away." The Examiner highlights a warning to parents from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, that they brace themselves for misinformation about childhood vaccines as the vaccination programme for 12 to 15-year-olds starts. He said that parents would be a target in the next 2 to 3 weeks, particularly through social media. The Irish Sun leads with a story about Derek Hutch, due to be released from prison shortly. The Star's main story is about Dave Mahon, who was released from prison yesterday after serving a 5-year sentence for the manslaughter of his stepson, Dean Fitzpatrick. The live entertainment and music sectors are in danger of collapsing following prolonged restrictions, and a clear plan for their return is needed. That's the message in a letter from the Minister for Culture and the Arts, Catherine Martin, to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, as The Times reports. The Times says that the letter calls for active engagement on how to reopen the sectors using digital COVID certificates or some form of COVID testing, and that when Ms. Martin raised the matter at Cabinet this week, she was backed by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, committed himself to examining the issue.